It's your show. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI line. Give us a call. Hijack the show. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Right now we've got Ian piping in our guest here.
Yep, you got him? I got him.
Excellent.
And we'll get to him here shortly. 800-259-9231 is the number. If you have questions for Ernie Hancock from freedomsphoenix.com, we've got a nice little partnership with Freedoms Phoenix. They do a little advertising for Free Talk Live. We do a little advertising for them and bring our listeners and their readers together and expand the purview of both of our entities.
It's a great website, and you get lots of freedom-oriented news there.
So, actually, we met with Ernie over the weekend, and he's on with us now. Ernie, are you there?
I am here. Hello.
Do you prefer Ernie or Ernest?
I don't care. Ernie's my friend. Ernest, when I'm writing it down on some, political thing.
Got it. So, Ernie, you were at the 2010 Liberty Forum over the weekend, and unfortunately, for whatever reason, we weren't able to get you on the air live from the forum in studio, and I'm sorry about that. So, here you are now.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, you had a lot of goodies. You always get me. You got all kinds of goodies there, so I didn't have a problem with that. It's not like I don't get enough airtime. I'm good.
You actually host two radio shows. Is that right?
Yeah, I have a morning show on the RBN Network, Republic Broadcasting Network, and an afternoon show on Liberty News Radio. And I'm on in probably, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 states, and it's growing. So we, between you guys, me, and a lot of others, I mean, something that was a barren wasteland of just, crap radio, we got some good stuff coming out there. And with the Internet, a lot of people are able to get access to this information.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And, of course, about your radio shows, or at least one of them, I want to get on the Liberty Radio Network. So I know that we talked about that over the weekend, and we'll be moving forward that behind the scenes. So for all of our listeners that are enjoying the Liberty Radio Network, that they'll have to look forward to, that they'll be able to hear Ernest Hancock's show. So, Ernie, there was something I wanted to talk to you about this weekend, and since I've got you here now, we'll have the conversation on the air, because I happen to be a big fan of what I've seen from Freedoms Phoenix. I mean, not just the fact that it's a great news-oriented website where you can get some really great liberty-oriented news stories and stuff like that, videos, etc., but you've got this activist network there in the Phoenix area that I think is a real model. From what I've seen of it, at least, it seems to be something that I think that activists around the country can look toward to hopefully duplicate, to emulate at least a portion of or all of what it is that you're doing there. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you have set up there in the Phoenix area?
Well, Freedoms Phoenix Workshop. What we've done is I've been a libertarian activist since I was a young man back in, since 88, my wife and I started doing stuff. And once you learn the truth, it's kind of hard to unlearn the truth. And you use a lot of different methods and ways to express yourself and get people informed about a lot of different things. And I remember being a young man in the early 90s going, man, if we had a printing press, man, if we had video studio, man, if we had the ability to talk radio, if we had sign production, if we. Well, what we did over the years is we kept accumulating equipment and being successful, and people would donate money and resources, and now we have a full-fledged printing press, cutting, folding capability. We have a six-head silk screen for making T-shirts and a bare dryer and all that stuff, and thousands of dollars worth of blank shirts. Whenever we just need 10, 20 shirts for something, boom, within a couple of hours, we're there. Yeehaw, we're ready for y'all. Then we have a video studio. We have a fully equipped radio studio. We have sign production. We're making hundreds of signs. Right now, they're out there making signs, staring at me going, hey, why are you sitting on your butt? And they're making signs. We're going up the Searchlight when a two-party express is coming through between Laughlin and Las Vegas. Out in the middle of the desert there, they're going to do their woo-hoo thing. And we got all kinds of love, not war signs. Then we have video production, a bunch of computers. And all of this has just been accumulated so that individuals can do what they want. And it's, I mean, any issue. I mean, pick it. I mean, there's just so many different issues. I don't even know half the stuff that goes on here. I come in, do my morning and afternoon shows. I got 3 hours in between that, you know, I get the stuff ready and do. And then my wife's down here a lot. Some of my kids are down here. We have all these young people that are down kicking butt today. And last week we have this big immigration battle that they're doing in the name of immigration. They're going to do national ID cards. That become a big thing. It's big in the media right now. They're calling me a domestic terrorist because we got that bill killed last week, and they keep trying to resurrect it. And so we're in a battle with these guys that are trying to pass legislation that would insulate all law enforcement from pulling anybody over, running your name, doing anything they want, as long as they do it in the name of determining your immigration status. So we're going, wow, this is, man, this is like Nazi Germany stuff. So this is what we do. We are able to immediately, quickly, to determine the threat, what the problem is, and then, bam, we hit it. And that makes us dangerous to the bad guys because they like operating in the dark.
Hey,
they
Ernie,
like being able to.
How come they haven't raided your facility yet? I mean, has that ever happened?
No, but it's because I know these guys. I mean, I run for political office every election cycle since 1990. I've run for Secretary of State twice.
I mean, wait, you're dealing with one of the most thuggish sheriffs in America, Joe Arpaio, if I'm not mistaken. That's where you are, right?
Yeah, no, he and I know each other personally. He knows that I know he's the most dangerous guy in the state, and he's glad that I know it. It makes him feel comfortable and warm and all fuzzy that I know he's a bad, dangerous guy. So he's good. He's like, yeah, I got it. It's all right. Ernie knows. And I go, look, I know Joe. You know, he and I talk on a regular basis. He knows that I think that he is, man, he is a good poster child for what I do. So a lot of people say, well, you need to get rid of Joe Arpaio. And I'm like, are you kidding me? He's a poster child for all that's wrong here. Well, what do I want? I want a good guy holding up bad laws? I want a bad guy holding up bad laws. So he makes my job so much easier.
I guess it's heartening and encouraging that somebody like you, a radical, liberty-minded person with what apparently is significant capital, and I want to get into how much this is costing to operate.
I like principled better than radical.
Did I say radical?
Yeah, radical is easy to write a radical off.
Principled, liberty-minded person there in the in.
I'm a principled radical.
See, he accepted.
Yeah, I understand you accepted, Ernie. I just think that it's easy for people that they're sort of on the periphery, they're just kind of listening, to say, oh, well, a radical, I don't have to listen to them. They're radical.
I just think it's encouraging that you have been there and operating publicly for so long and doing what you are doing, that at the level that you're doing it, and that you actually haven't had some sort of false pretext police raid and them setting fire to your facilities or something like that. I think that really bodes well for people out there duplicating what you're doing, because if you can do it under old Sheriff Joe's watch, then anybody should be able to do it.
You know, the reason is because I have been doing this a long time, and if you're going to be on a list, this is the one thing that a lot of people, they try and be kind of clandestine about their stuff and so on, and then when they get you, you know, they're going to take advantage of you. And what I've understood from the beginning is, because my definition of radical is, you know, the traditional definition is you strike at the root. I mean, that's what radical means. You're going at the root, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, is every time that I do anything, it's on a principled reason. It's well understood. It's well reasoned, argued. I have no problem about being very open about it, going in the media, running for office, being out there for Congress and Senate and Secretary of State. I'm like, hey, you know, this is exactly what I feel and the reason why. This is my reasoning. Let's debate. Rock on. Let's do it. And by having a radio show and having Freedom's Phoenix and being out there in the public and doing the Levolution was a big expansion of awareness, and all the support and the activists that we have in different groups that overlap. We're not one group. We're just overlapping interest for this freedom thing. So it's very hard for them to get hold of anything.
I'll tell you what, Ernie, can you hang with us here and continue this discussion?
Sure.
All right, great. More with Ernest Hancock here in moments. 800-259-9231, the proprietor of freedomsphoenix.com. There's more on the way. Your calls as well. Maybe if you have a question for Ernie, dial on in. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Getting a mortgage without a down payment or just refinancing your home can be tough right now. But if you've served in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard, it doesn't have to be. I'm Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct. After serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom, I now help other vets get their financial needs met. Our team of professionals understands the special benefits under the law for veterans. We have over 20 years of VA home mortgage experience, including refis to VA loans at lower rates.
On your feet!
If you're a veteran in need of a mortgage or interested in a refi for cash out or lower payments, call 888-900-VA-LOAN now or go online to varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN, varadio.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your...
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI phone-in line. And you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. But first, cleaningcredit.com. If you have existing foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, or late payments on your credit file, you need to do something about that if you're going to be getting a car or a house, because it can cost you hundreds, and if not thousands, probably thousands, especially if you're buying a house. And cleaningcredit.com, it is a law firm, a credit repair law firm chartered, that has been rated by the Better Business Bureau for more than 6 years. They're also number one at the Consumer Advocacy Group of America.
It's a reputable organization that will help you to remove derogatory credit reports from, or credit, I don't even know what to call these things, the replies on your credit report, whatever they say on there. And they can remove them for you at cleaningcredit.com.
We've got Ernest Hancock with us. He is the proprietor of freedomsphoenix.com, and great website. If you haven't been to it yet, head on over there. You can get signed up for their daily email news. And Ernie, are you with us?
I'm right here, man.
All right, great great to have you back on. Of course, you're the host of your own radio program, a couple of them, actually. I presume people can easily access those through Freedoms Phoenix.
Yeah, you go to Freedoms Phoenix, and I'll have the morning show up there. The morning show from today is already up there in the archive, and I just finished my afternoon show, and I'll have that up in a little bit. And then each of the networks have their own archive. So, yeah, no, we're accessible.
So in addition to that,
we're trying to be you guys.
Thank you. In addition to that, you've got a lot else on your plate. You've got an entire, you call it the Freedoms Phoenix Workshop. It's a physical location where people, activist types in the Phoenix area, can come to in order to make signs, to use a printing press. There's a television production studio, a radio production studio on sites. It sounds absolutely spectacular. You point out that you pulled all this stuff together over a period of many years, and I'm just wondering, what kind of costs does this involve, Ernie? Because I'd love to see activists be able to duplicate something like that. It doesn't sound like, I mean, it's obviously something you didn't jump into and just get everything at once. Like you say, it came over time, but what kind of cost, what did it look like in the very beginning of the workshop? I know you said it's been in, you said during your speech on Sunday at the Liberty Forum that, you know, there have been several different locations. I think you said you were on your fourth location. So what was the first location like, and how much did that cost to put together, and what's the location like now, and how much does that cost to operate?
The first one we did was in 1994. I was Maricopa County chairman at the time, and I said, look, if we're going to engage, you want me to do this, we're going to rock and roll. And what we did is we funded that one with $12,000 that we raised doing a gun raffle, and it was right in the middle of the militia craze and all that stuff. So what we did is we bought an AR-15, a MAC-90, which is like an AK-47, and an SKS, and we called it the Liberty Rifle Raffle, and we raffled off tickets for that. We raised thousands and thousands of dollars, and we had the drawing for that, as a matter of fact, was on the steps of the main post office here in Phoenix on April 15th. And the person that drew the winning ticket was Sheriff Richard Mack when he was sheriff of Graham County here. The other person that drew the second place was a city councilwoman in Phoenix named Frances Barwood. And then one of our libertarian activists did the third prize. So, of course, that got all kinds of attention. You know, we're like, yeah, we're not afraid. We know what this is about. So we had fun with that. And that started when we first got doing a lot of activism. Well, one of the activists said, I got $5,000. Let's go ahead and get you all set up with a printing press, because we were doing a lot of initiatives and printing petitions and doing a lot of flyers and that kind of stuff. And this is back before the internet, you know. And mm-hmm. So we were doing a lot of flyers. We still have that printing press. Then recently, then our second workshop was when we first did that, went on for years. And then after the internet really started ticking, we didn't need it anymore. Then our next one was for the Ron Paul Revolution. We first started that, and we only opened that for 2 months. All we needed was just to get it started. We knew it was going to happen. Then we did another one again later when the Super Bowl came here. We went ahead and reopened that one for a couple of months just to make a bunch of signs and do all the stuff for the Super Bowl coming and supported Dr. Paul. Then when we did this one, we said, okay, if we're going to keep doing this, we need to go ahead and get a place that we can just not be bothered, a warehouse area. It's in semi-central Phoenix. It's easy access to the freeways and downtown and so on. We found this old back of an old strip center. It's not marked. The doors aren't marked or anything. And we just built it out ourselves, and we built a video studio, and that was volunteer people, our big, you know, John Daly Stewart desk that we have, and the light boxes and all the background and everything was done by one of the Ron Paul supporters that was a carpenter and a cabinet maker. So then we had volunteers that helped with that and donated Home Depot cards for us to go get the wood and everything. We had everybody brought all their woodworking tools. I used to build furniture in my garage and everything, so I had a lot of stuff to be able to make it. We built the walls for the control room and for the studio, and everything's handmade. Then we needed, it probably cost us, it was a chunk for the radio studio. That was probably $20,000, $30,000 worth of stuff.
That's about what I put into mine, so it sounds about right.
Yeah, so you know what it takes. I mean, you know, plus we have a Comrex Access remote machine that I'm not missing anything. So we went ahead and just put out what we needed, and computers and T-shirt makers, go on Craigslist and find a six-head T-shirt maker. The only thing that we bought new was the conveyor dryer for making the shirts. And then we have the sign production that we do. I mean, just on and on and on, like lighting equipment, and the green screens, and the video cameras, sure, and all this stuff people contribute or we raise money to get. And over the past 2 or 3 years during the revolution, we were showing just how much we could get done with this for people. So people were very willing. They go, well, crap, if you're doing this and you need another $1,000 to do it 10 times more, well, heck, here it is. So it wasn't that hard to raise the money when you're showing them what you're doing and you're not trying to control it. Just let people do what they want.
I love that, and it sounds very similar, but on a much larger scale to what we have going on here in New Hampshire. Obviously, as you say, you've been pretty established there for a decade and a half at this point. The New Hampshire Liberty Activism Movement is relatively new on the scene, and we've got a TV studio in that Sam from ObscureTruth.com really has all that equipment, but that's kind of something that he's got in his home. I've got my home studio, my radio studio. We had another guy who had a sign-making area in his home that he was constantly inviting people to, but on the other hand, he was frustrated because people didn't know about his sign-making area, and they didn't know what times they could come over, that kind of thing, because it was in his living room. So to some extent, we've had some of those things going on. We do have our own newspaper, but we don't have our own printing press, so we contract that out. But having it all in one location, I think, is a really cool idea, and just having people be able to come in there. I mean, do you have security? Is it staffed? How does it work with people being able to come there and work on things?
Well, you know, I'm really an open source kind of guy. I tell you, what most of the activity is, aside from the sign making, is the duplication of DVDs. We have 311 stack DVD duplicators, and we had donated to us 50,000 blank DVDs. So that's how we communicate with the senior citizens at the RV parks and so on.
All right, let's come back. Can you stick with us for up to the whole hour? Is that possible? All right, great. Hang on. More with Ernie Hancock from FreedomsPhoenix.com in moments. If you got a question for him, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's three promises from OVLG on how you can become debt-free. Promise number one, OVLG will stop creditor and collection agency abuse. Promise number two, OVLG will refund fees collected if we fail to deliver savings. Promise number three, OVLG will not shoehorn you into a cookie-cutter debt-free plan. Who is OVLG? OVLG is Oakview Law Group, a law firm that can lower your monthly payments, reduce interest rates, eliminate collection calls, waive late fees, help you avoid bankruptcy, and become debt-free. Call OVLG today, 800-871-OVLG. Oakview Law Group will enforce provisions of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and bankruptcy laws at a reasonable and fair cost. And remember, if we fail to deliver the savings, we will refund the fees we have collected. Promises you can depend on are yours at OVLG.com. That's OVLG.com, or call toll-free 800-871-OVLG. 800-871-OVLG. Oakview Law Group, a BBB A-rated business where clients come first.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And features include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, all you have to do is click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. Free. You don't have to log in or click on any advertisements in order to actually listen to our show. You don't have to buy a subscription. But just give it away. So enjoy over at freetalklive.com.
Hostgator is a worldwide leader in web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free free site builder tools and templates. Use code FTL, that's FTL is in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. That's HostGator.com, code FTL.
All right, 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for our guest, Ernie Hancock from FreedomsPhoenix.com, great liberty-oriented news and opinion site. And we are constantly talking about it here on this program. And, of course, you guys also support Free Talk Live, so it's a nice little relationship we have, Ernie. And we got to meet up with you over the weekend at the 2010 Liberty Forum, and you gave a very rousing speech at toward the very end of the forum there on Sunday, which the crowd really seemed to enjoy. Are you back with us?
Yeah, and I got putting that up on the internet probably tonight. You know, I've been teaching my daughter how to do this. She's starting to work with me because I just get overwhelmed with the stuff, and her schedule's changed so that she can help me a few hours a day. So I'll have that up probably by this evening, and they can see the speech. But I enjoyed going there because somebody I really felt it was important that somebody advocate for the person that chooses not to be affiliated with anything. I want to be free. I would prefer to go to a state that advocates freedom, the Free State Project, but I don't need a list of things that I got to do in order to be whatever. Just having free people there makes everybody's job easier and advocating for freedom. So I just know the power of open source, let everybody do what they want. As long as, one of the benefits, though, is that here at Freedoms Phoenix, you know, I am kind of, you know, the steward of everything. I mean, if you can't keep your thing clean, if you can't pick up after yourself, if you can't, you don't get keys. But, you know, everybody has, I can't keep track of how many sets of keys are out there, but our security is just a webcam.
How long do you have to know somebody? I mean, how long do you know somebody and work with somebody as an activist before you bring them into the trusted circle of getting them a key to access all of this equipment that you have, radio studio, TV studio, printing press, all of that stuff?
I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes. I mean, seriously, it just hasn't been that way. We just opened it up. I just started deadbolting my office and where the duplicators are and the electronic equipment. But it wasn't because, I mean, we just started doing that a couple of months ago. We've been here a year and a half. And the reason is not because I'm afraid you're going to take something. It's because they're always pushing buttons and turning dials. You know how it is. You come in the next day and everything, you have 40 million dials and switches and slides that somebody's touched. Yeah. I'm like, heck no, man. Quit playing. So I go, look, I just couldn't stand the stress anymore. So we go ahead and locked it up, and I have my own computer. But what I did is I went and bought two other computers, an 8-gig for them to edit video and a 4-gig to do a little editing and load up and so on, and took my multimedia computer and put it in my office. And the reason is because I understand, even though it's expensive and it comes out of the budget and a lot of people, there is a lot of cost. But what we get out of it just by leaving it alone and let people do what they want is so enormous. They wonder, well, how is it that Freedoms Phoenix is able to do all this stuff? It's because I let them. Just go. They all regulate each other.
It's really you're a great example of decentralization, and of course we saw a larger example of how that works during the Ron Paul campaign. Ron Paul didn't really have to do anything or tell anybody what to do. They just went out there and they created, and of course Freedoms Phoenix was a big part of that. With, as you mentioned, the Revolution thing, which was a great meme, and it spread very far and wide and was reproduced. And of course you didn't try to control it. You just said, here, somebody designed that for you, and then you put it out there and people took it and they ran with it, and they made banners and billboards and T-shirts and all kinds of stuff with it, and it was happening all across the country. So the Ron Paul campaign was an even larger example of what you're talking about, this decentralized movement. Of course, we have that here in New Hampshire, too, where nobody's really in charge. You come here as part of the Free State Project, and you find things you like to do, and you do them. Or if there's something that you want to do and it's not already being done, you just announce that you're starting it. And then all of a sudden, these people just show up, and they come in, and it's great how the movement works that way. What are you laying out for the warehouse? I mean, obviously, there's the capital expenses that you've got people to raise money for, to bring in cameras and build the sets and things like that. What is it on an ongoing basis? What kind of money are you spending to keep this operating?
I'll give you just between me and you. what we did is it was an old strip center down in fairly central Phoenix. I mean, it's not like a high crime area or anything, but it's an old strip center. And they had a back area that does not have store frontage. There is no door that goes up to the front. Mm-hmm. So we don't even really have an address. What we did is we carved out this large, I don't know, it's probably at least 3,000-4,000 square feet, and we just needed, it was just open space. And I said, that's all we need. You just give me air conditioner and electricity, man, we'll make it happen. So I went to that, I said, this third where we had the video and the audio studio, I already had it in my head what I was going to do. I said, this is mine. You know, everybody else, you can do whatever you want over here. Don't put the printing press over there. Rock and roll. But this is mine. I already know what I need to do here. Everybody else have fun. Well, we did that. We only have a couple of doors that you can get in here. And then we have an open space that opens up to like another 10,000 square feet that's not rented. And we used that anyway. So we really got a much larger area than what we paid for. So what we did is I knew the landlord. It was the same landlord when we had our previous workshops. And I told him, I said, look, we will pay a year and a half in advance. We will give you all of the money up front if you will give us a really smoking deal. Well, he's got this just open space, whatever. So we wound up getting this for, I think it was less than $900 a month.
Hmm.
So
and how many
we
square
raised
feet?
The money for that.
How many square feet was it?
We have about 3,000 to 4,000 square feet.
Wow.
And what we paid for. And then we got like probably, I don't know, 10, 15,000 square feet that we get to use.
Jeez.
Because nobody else is, you know, is renting it. So, you know, we play wiffle ball. I mean, you know, have a rave. I mean, whatever, you know.
Wow.
So what happened is we got our own entrance in the back of the strip center. So imagine a strip center, and you got, like, a road that goes behind it. Well, we're in the back. So we got our own parking lot. Nobody bothers us. You know, alley access. But we have no sign. Nobody knows we're here unless we want them to. So we do all our stuff here. Then we have monthly expenses depending anywhere between $500 to, you know, $1,200 a month, depending on what time of year and how much electricity we use for air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
But that includes all our DSL lines, you know, for internet. We have a couple of phone lines, a fax line. We have our ISDN, which is our digital line for connecting with the networks for the radio.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, just stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not free,
no.
But we had a budget that we decided for November of 2010, if we're going to do this, we'll go ahead and plan on at least funding this through the next election cycle. And they go, okay, I go, it's going to be this much, we raise that much money, so it's done. At the end of that, we'll raise it again or we won't.
How do you do it? How do you manage to raise that kind of money from a local group of activists? I can't imagine how many people you must have that you can go to for this, because when I was down in Sarasota, Florida, which is a fairly large market, we had maybe 10 people maximum show up to your average Libertarian Party meeting. So I want to know how you manage to raise thousands upon thousands of dollars to buy, you said, 18 months in advance on the lease and then pay $500 to $1,500 bucks a month for various different bills and things like that. How do you do it? So hang on, and we'll talk about it here in moments. More with Ernie Hancock. Your questions for him, if you've got them, 800-259-9231. He is one of the doers in the world for the Liberty Movement. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper, more than 30,000 products. Yes, 30,000. And 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all online at TacTownGear.com. Get 72 hours of survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. TacTown Gear personnel has more than 25 years experience in military and LE, so you'll be dealing with hardcore pros. Call today, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTOWNgear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
You worry, You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we could use it. We would appreciate you becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. I don't know how Ernie Hancock manages to raise the money that he does. We're going to find out here in a moment from Freedom's Phoenix. But I do know that one way I can raise money to support this program is by asking you to send over $3 a month via any major credit card or PayPal or some alternative options. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, so we can get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. We've got 68 of them now. We're going to get more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom, exposing people to Freedom's Phoenix as well. As we've been talking to Ernie Hancock here, and we will continue in a moment. But go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more and to get signed up. And I'll be straight with you. AMP's been having a tough time since the whole economic downturn thing. Within the last year or so, it really hasn't significantly gone up. I mean, it came up a little bit, and then it came back down again. And in the last several weeks, we've probably lost more amperes than we've gained. So there's just been kind of just a slow bleeding of people just trickling away from the AMP program. And when you talk to them and you find out why, it's usually times are tough or they lost a job or something like that. So I completely understand why somebody would have to go. I mean, it's expendable income, right? So you cut it off when things get tight. If you have been considering becoming an amplifier, if you are a supporter verbally of this show, if you can afford the $3 a month, if you can afford giving up a cup of coffee or a hamburger or something like that to send some cash over to Free Talk Live, it'll make a difference for us, and you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, the AMP-only forum, the commercial-free, the recorded commercial-free AMP-only podcast, and more. Go get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Ernie Hancock back with us from freedomsphoenix.com. Brilliant website, and there's a much larger movement attached to it there in the Phoenix area. You know, Ernie, when we talk about the liberty movement in this country, obviously we're big fans of the Free State Project because, well, we're participants and we made the move here a few years ago, and it's really exciting. It's an exciting concept, and it's becoming a really exciting reality. At the same time, when we usually mention the Free State Project and we talk about how there's not much else going on out there in the rest of the country, I usually make an exception to mention what's going on in Phoenix, because I think what you're doing there is absolutely outstanding. There's all kinds of great liberty-oriented content coming from out of there, everything from YouTube videos to radio programs. And as you were telling us, you've got an amazing center there. You call it the Freedoms Phoenix Workshop, where you've got a printing press, you've got a silk screening operation, radio studio, TV studio. I mean, it's amazing what you've managed to set up. And the funds you've had to raise, I think, are fairly significant to most people. I mean, one of the problems here in New Hampshire is that we've got mostly single young males moving here. I mean, mostly, but there are some families coming in, and slowly we're getting the entrepreneurs with capital, like the investor types. So we don't have a real base of people holding on to a lot of cash. At least I don't think we do to tap into. But maybe it's out there, and we just don't know how to tap into it. So how did you manage to raise enough money to open up a multi-thousand foot center and put all that stuff in it? How did you do it?
Well, the main thing is we made it as cheap as possible to do it. We negotiated, what it would normally would cost somebody to do, to replicate what we have would probably be, I don't know, a lot. I mean, 100, 200,000, I mean, it'd be a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all volunteer people. I mean, just little stuff, an old, my soundboard that I have. Well, I got it for $500 from Clear Channel, and they upgraded some of their stuff. One of the guys I know in radio here, knew that they had this old board that we redid and did all our own stuff. So for $2,000, he set up everything in the entire sound system as his contribution to the movement.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the point that I'm trying to make, and what I was talking about at the Liberty Forum was the power of one. There is enormous power in individuals just doing what they want in voluntary and even temporary alliance with other people. And you have this enormous mushrooming of activism that people will come in and they'll do this, oh my goodness, thing that you never thought would have such a big impact. And then you never see them again for like 3 months. And then they'll come back and do something else. But you get, else that you have, two, three dozen other people doing the same kind of stuff. So there's always something constantly going on. Well, people with resources, I'll tell you where the money comes from and how this works. You imagine you have these people with money. They will give, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 to the Heritage Foundation or FEE or Cato or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And all they get is an invitation to sit at another table at their dinner where they got to fill it up with 10 more people and request for more money while they sit there and talk about how many times they got published as letters to the editor in the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, that sounds like the movement.
Yay.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
I said that sounds like the movement to me, a good summary of what the libertarian movement is.
So these people, they're going, wow, there's somebody out there really doing something. There's somebody being effective. There's somebody, and they'll go, oh, you're too controversial or you're too whatever. But they have no concept of how many people that are our age that have money, but they don't have time. They just
right.
Like, yes, I'm for radically changing the culture. I'm for advocating, putting your chest out and going up against the beast. And they are willing to, and a lot of times these people, because they really truly know what's happening, are making a lot of money on the decline of the dollar. They're making a lot of money betting against the subprime market. They're making a lot of money investing in other currencies.
They just need to have something. Yeah, they just need to have something that they can pour it into and feel good about. And I think that Free Talk Live has had some success with this. I'm opening the segment here by talking about the Free Talk Live AMP program. We set it up in 2005 with the intention of having our listeners listeners send in $3 a month, not a huge amount, to support this program and to get help Free Talk Live get on more stations. And it grew and it grew and it grew. And a few years later, it was up to $4,000 a month. We're at around $4,500 now. We've been as high as $4,800, $4,900, and we've kind of dwindled down from there in the so-called economic downturn. Have you noticed something similar happening with people contributing to you, or is it just pouring in no problem?
Well, you're kicking my butt. You know, what we do is we don't need as much. I mean, we buy stuff as we go, and then people, all their activities is volunteer. I mean, there's nobody. The only person that's paid is my senior editor, which is Pal Gamble. He gets a little bit to make sure the dispatch goes out every day. Mm-hmm. I have a webmaster that I pay for, you know, making sure everything's taken care of there. And then that's it. You know, everything else is just, you know, volunteer and people contributing to get more stuff. So we don't have bills. It's not like we're, you know, finance anything. We go, okay, if we get this, we'll be able to do this. Okay, well,
So you have to have a vision. You have to have a concrete vision of what it is you want to accomplish, put it out there, and then allow people to respond to that. So let's say somebody's got that vision for their movement, because I'm doing this interview not just for my edification, but for everybody else listening that might want to duplicate some of the things that you're doing. You put that vision out there, you say, this is what I want to create, this is what it's going to cost, can you help? What are some of the ways that you reach the people? Did you have a big email list? You just have a list of phone numbers that you called up personally? How did you actually get your vision out to the people who came back with the cash?
You know, this is what nobody can comprehend or understand or believe. They came to me. This is, you have no idea how, because I knew that's what I wanted when I was young. That's where I put my resources. You know, a bunch of the young activists, I'm slinging $50 here, $100 there, a little, you know, because I know when I was a young activist, $200 changed the planet. I mean, I needed one little bitty, you know, digital recorder thing. I needed one little, you know, smartphone. I needed, you know, I look at people that are busting butt, and the entire planet would change if they had one little piece of $50 equipment. So I go, done, there. What do you need? I go, just go use it. Go be some. Give me, you know, regular streams on Freedom's Phoenix. Give me some goodie. Give me some activism. Here's a phone. Like 4409 started with a Panasonic professional camera he got on Craigslist for $600 that I bought for him. That's how 4409 got started. So this is, you know, I just know where to invest time, and I'll go to people. I said, look, I need this for this, and this is what we produce. So I don't promise I'm going to do something. I show what I already did. You want more of it? No, I need this. So what a lot of people don't understand is that when you advocate no compromise, freedom activism that is not dependent on vote totals or what some media editor thinks of what you're doing, there are people that support that. That was my whole topic of my speech at Liberty Forum.
And it was an amazing speech. As you pointed out, it's going to be available soon at freedomsphoenix.com. Ernest, it's been a great conversation. I'm going to put you on hold because I want to talk to you off the air, but thank you so much for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. There's more coming up. You can bring up anything. Healthcare on the way.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.